Donna Jones, Police and Crime Commissioner, Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. The growth of knife crimes across our communities is deeply worrying, and that's why I'm pleased to tackle the most violent of behaviours, particularly amongst young people in our communities. Now, by funding two particular projects in violent reduction units across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, we will be able to support young people who have already started committing some of the most serious crimes. What we know with these young people is that often they have been victims of a number of adverse childhood experiences, such as growing up in a home with domestic violence, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, or perhaps some kind of sexual abuse as well. By identifying these issues, we can support young people. We're also going to be carrying out training and support for families, mothers and fathers, and young people who have been victims of these adverse childhood experiences. It's a trauma-informed approach. And finally, we are going to be spending £240,000 with a charity called No Limits, who will have trauma-informed experts in A&E departments, so that if a young person presents with a stab wound or some kind of superficial knife wound, we are able to put a support package around them to make sure that that vulnerability is addressed and to stop them from going on and offending or becoming a victim again in the future. And these people, these A&E experts will be working in Winchester, in Portsmouth, in Southampton and in Basingstoke A&E departments.